Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be with you on this sunny day before Mother's Day. I always like being here every Saturday on CFAX, and we're from 1 to 2. If you want to know more about me or the show or about our experts or ask questions, get in touch with me, lifestylewithpattymack.com. This is your show, too, and if you ever want to call in, you can Twitter or Facebook. TJ is here to answer stuff. We'd love to hear from you. Today on the show, we're going to talk to two of our experts. Carrie Brown, business coach, is going to talk about how to get, not be overwhelmed and deal with time management and productivity. Two big issues when you have a business or trying to run a business. And someone who knows a lot about running an empire is Brad King. Of course, he's a nutritional researcher and a best-selling author. And today he's going to try and take all the fun out of barbecuing for us. The good, the bad, and the ugly about barbecuing. Of course, a lot of us are going to be barbecuing tomorrow. And I don't think Brad would say don't do it. He's going to just tell us some ideas maybe how to do it better. How are you, Brad?
Hey, Patty Mac, you can't introduce me like that. People are going to be sending me hate letters in no time.
Well, when I saw the topic, I thought, oh, come on. We want to have fun. We want to barbecue. But I know there's lots to talk about it. And it is good to be informed. So you can do it the best way you can. So that's where you always come from.
For sure. And, I'm not a hypocrite. I mean, I own a barbecue. I just know how to do it a little safer way. And, a lot of people do things unbeknownst to them that could affect their health in a very, very negative way. And, the majority of the population, especially as we get a little older, it's so funny when you talk about age and just saying a word like, hey, the older population, most people automatically think, oh, he must be talking about people, in their 70s. And beyond. Mm-hmm. Not that that is specifically old, so to speak, because we don't really age linearly. We age on a biological level, and there's a lot of 70-year-olds out there that really have the biological age of, let's say, a 40-year-old, or at least what a 40-year-old should have, and then vice versa. But when we talk about things like aging, we have to talk about premature aging, because a lot of the population is experiencing advanced aging on a cellular level, which is why the average life expectancy in North America is about 78 or 79 years of age, not very old. But we're breaking down a lot sooner than we have to, and there's a lot of disorder that is happening along the way. And when you talk about things like barbecuing, it's not to pinpoint the pastime that so many people love to cook their food at very high heat on a barbecue, especially in the summer. I mean, who doesn't love to do that? And the food tastes incredible when you blacken it or you burn it. Right. But you also have to understand you're introducing into your body very damaging molecules, because in nature, foods are not designed to be cooked at extreme temperatures like this, because the structures, the chemicals within the food, the fats and the proteins and the sugars interact and create very, very damaging molecules. And if you're someone who is already experiencing what we call pre-diabetes, or you have some kind of a metabolic disorder, maybe you already have type 2 diabetes, you really have to pay attention to this, because the more of these foods you eat, the quicker your body is going to age.
So not necessarily the sugar in them, or what? How does that affect diabetes? Because you just always hear about sugar and carbs. And so how does barbecuing affect that?
Well, the problem with diabetes, here's the thing. In aging and aging research, aging is really a disorder of becoming somewhat diabetic. In other words, almost every single person on this planet, when they get old on a biological level, is really experiencing the inability to get rid of sugar effectively, and that causes a premature aging. What happens is sugar interacts with various structures in the body. So it's almost like having Velcro, and then you have velvet, and that Velcro sticks to the velvet, and the velvet is basically your body. It's the protein, it's the skin, it's the hair, the nails, the eyes, and everything you can't see, but everything that allows us to be animated. So our enzyme systems, our hormonal systems, our neurochemicals, our muscular system, the list goes on and on. All of that is the velvet, and the the sugar is the Velcro in it, will stick to that velvet. And if it stays stuck to the velvet over a long enough period of time, and it doesn't take that long, we're talking about hours, it can create a very permanent reaction where it prematurely ages that structure. And we have certain proteins in the body that are constantly turning over. Like, let's look at our blood system, for instance. Our blood system turns over every few weeks or every few months, depending on the individual. And what ends up happening is about one-third of our blood goes through this chemical reaction I'm talking about right now, which is referred to as glycation in science. But when you eat very high-temperatured cooked foods, what you're doing is you're basically turning up the temperature on the thermostat. You're cooking the body at a higher temperature, and the body goes through a faster reaction of that glycation. Mm-hmm. So it just changes the structure, and it prematurely ages the body more. And when we get older, we're not able to get rid of that sugar as efficiently as we once were able to, because our insulin doesn't really function that well. So the older we get, the more diabetic-like we become. We can't, you know, push the sugar into the cells as effectively, and the more prone we are to these problems, especially with foods that are cooked at high temperatures. Once again, not just from barbecuing. It just so happens when we barbecue at very high temperatures, usually well over 250 degrees Fahrenheit, and that's where these reactions start to occur.
So, you know, that's great explanation of it all. So basically, as we get older, we're all going to have some of this sort of pre-diabetes, some of these symptoms, so we can do stuff to help eliminate that. Barbecuing's one of them. Also, you're talking about the sauces you put on your barbecue. I suppose a
Absolutely.
Lot of them have a lot of sugar, so that's going to burn even more.
Well, here's the thing. There's a couple of compounds that are formed at high heat. One of them is called HCAs, which stands for heterocyclic amines. And those have been shown over and over again in science to cause DNA mutations, especially in the colon. That's why we know that people that have a lot of these barbecued foods have a higher risk of colon cancer. The liver, the breast tissue, these are also areas that are targeted very, very easily with these HCAs. And the amount of HCAs always increase with the temperature and the amount of the cooking time. And the only exception to this would be a slow cooker, because with a slow cooker, you're cooking at very low temperatures, you're cooking at a very long duration, but it doesn't seem to create the exact same type of negative reactions because the temperature is so low. But let me give you an example. There was a study that appeared in a very well-known journal in science called Food Chemistry and Toxicology. They found that if you grill chicken without marinating it first, it not only tastes lousy, it is a lot more of these HCAs. Wow. And what these researchers did was they created a marinade of olive oil, cider vinegar, garlic, mustard, and lemon juice and salt, and they showed that it greatly protected chicken from forming these HCAs when it was put on the barbecue.
Hmm. Is olive oil then a key component of some of that?
Well, it's not just olive oil. It turns out that whenever you hydrate the food, so if you're taking things like olive oil and cider vinegar, those are two really good marinades, and then you take spices like garlic, it could be rosemary, turmeric, oregano, those are very, very powerful antioxidants, and they protect the food from forming these HCAs. There was also a study in Hawaii. These Hawaiian researchers were putting on this, you know, good old-fashioned luau, and this was in the name of science, by the way, and they used some specific ethnic marinade recipes, and they found that when they soaked various meats in a teriyaki sauce, overnight, the HCA content was reduced by 50%. So there's a lot of things that we can do to still enjoy barbecues and enjoy cooking our foods. I think we need a little more patience, number one. We shouldn't be eating every time we're absolutely starved. And let's try, if we can, to cook at lower temperatures. And if you do want to cook at higher temperatures, then at least, at the very least, protect the foods and protect your body by using marinades. And don't go and buy store-bought marinades, because the research shows that if you add sugar to these marinades, and the majority of these marinades you buy in the commercial grocery stores are very high in sugar, you're actually going to increase the HCA content by well over 50%.
Well, we're going to take a break, but not only do we learn great nutritional information here, I think Brad's a bit of a chef because we got some good marinade ideas. Back in 2 minutes with Brad.
Rain, sun, snow. We get it right with an accurate forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
Hi, this is Niels from Total Prepare. Did you know we sell emergency food that has a 25-year shelf life? It's GMO-free, tastes fantastic, comes with lots of gluten-free options, and is great for campers and hikers, too. Would you like to keep your emergency water supply bacteria-free for 5 years? We have water stabilizers, water storage tanks, plus the award-winning portable Life Straw to filter any water source. Do you have an emergency kit? Come see our huge selection right here in Victoria at Total Prepare, or visit our website at totalprepare.ca.
There were fresh baked scones in the kitchen. We would arrange flowers in the garden, and we'd listen to beautiful music in the afternoon. But that was all last week.
At Trillium Care Communities, we respect your loved one's individual needs and lifestyle. We support all levels of care, and everyone is welcome. We understand this chapter in life can be challenging, but Trillium truly does feel like home. Trillium Care Communities, come join our family. Visit TrilliumCare.ca, now accepting new residents at St. Charles Manor.
Ringo Starr and his all-star band. October 8th at Save On Foods Memorial Center. With friends Steve Lukather from Toto, from Mr. Mister, Richard Page from Santana and Journey, Greg Raleigh, the phenomenal Todd Rundgren. Tickets are on sale now at selectyourtickets.com, by phone, or at the Save On Foods Memorial Center box office.
What's one of the largest purchases you can make for your home? Flooring. Let Pacific Coast Floors Carpet One help you make a healthy decision. Choose their healthier living carpet installation system. They even carry a hardwood floor that purifies the air, called Pure Genius. It's like having three trees right in your home. Visit pacificfloors.ca and ask about their beautiful guarantee at 2374 Millstream Road in Langford.
Pacific Coast Floor Coverings.
Are you sure you want to know what this is all about?
Tonight.
I'm trying to figure out what these maniacs are after.
The Space Original Series returns for an all-new season.
I've learned from Dyad that secrets are power.
See why critics call Orphan Black an addictive thrill ride.
If she keeps coming, it's going down badly for everyone.
And Tatiana Maslany, the best actress on television.
Who is the original? Who created us? Who's killing us?
Orphan Black, all-new episode, tonight at 10, on Space. And catch up with past seasons on Crave TV.
We are back. Patty Mack here, Lifestyle on CFAX every Saturday from 1 to 2. Make sure you look us up, lifestylepattymack.com. We are talking to Brad King, and of course he's a nutritional researcher and a best-selling author. And we're talking about barbecuing and, you know, just what you should be aware of, because like anything, moderation, or how you cook things, or what you cook, what you eat. And Brad, we're talking about, you know, grilling and how many times, and I guess like anything else, maybe don't do 7 nights a week barbecuing and watch the heat, you know, because some people just, that's all they use. And avoid charring, right? You don't want to burn the food.
Oh, worst thing. These HCAs that are produced are really produced during the charring, the blackening. And that's not the same as like a Creole rub on these, you know, on these various steaks. That's a spice type of mix that they put on. That's not really the blackening of the meat itself. Mm-hmm. That's very different. When you prepare any kind of spice, as a matter of fact, in the research, turmeric and garlic have been shown consistently to reduce these heterocyclic amines by about 50% on average. So just using turmeric, which makes things taste a lot better, or garlic, I mean, who doesn't like garlic? By doing that and using these various spices and not being afraid, and even real sea salt will reduce some of these heterocyclic amines from being formed. But there's also these glycation products, and the glycation products work in concert with these HCAs. And by the way, that's how the skin wrinkles. That's how our skin wrinkles. It's a process of what we call glycation. It's basically the sugar in the skin interacting with the collagen and the elastin and all of the proteins that keep the structure and the function of the skin. And they literally twist the chemicals around, and that's what causes the damage to the skin. And we know that antioxidants, you know, natural things like, for instance, turmeric is a natural antioxidant. Vitamin C, vitamin E, all these things work against those types of negative reactions from prematurely causing things like wrinkling the skin, but we also cause that damage inside the body where we can't see. And I think, you know, the important thing to understand here is, yes, once again, you can protect the food, and there are various forms of cooking you just should be wary of. For instance, any high heat cooking, we're talking about not just barbecuing, broiling, frying, hot oven roasting, all of these types of foods that are cooked in these methods create what we call glycotoxins, and then there's also those HCAs. But if you prepare food at temperatures less than 250 degrees Fahrenheit, what you do is you avoid the HCAs and you also avoid the glycotoxins, and that is usually occurring in foods that use methods with liquids and lower cooking temperatures. So if you're poaching food, steaming food, braising, stewing, slow cooking, like in a crocker pot, you're going to greatly, greatly reduce the amount of these damaging chemicals that are being formed.
Don't you find, Brad, and I'm sure you know all the health shows you do and book signings, that a lot of people are, you know, when you hear the thing about the face, oh, aging, then you get attention. But you talk about the body and it's like it's that connection of going, that's what the inside looks and the outside. But, you know, it's all cosmetic nowadays, right?
100%. And, you know, it's no different than, you know, you try to talk to somebody who is still young chronologically. Try to talk to a teenager or someone in their early 20s who's invincible. We've all been there.
I know it all.
Who feels invincible, right? Everything's working perfectly. You know, the engine's new. And try talking about being proactive to someone like that. Like, try telling a young dude that he might not be able to get an erection in 20 years. He's going to laugh at you. What are you talking about? That's impossible. And yet 20 years later, that's what happens to the majority of them. So why not do things that are proactive? Unfortunately, what we're doing is we're dealing with these things that are already occurring in our bodies. And, you know, so many of these things are so easily avoided. I get it that most people probably won't cook their food at lower temperatures. I understand that. That's human nature. And most people will barbecue every single night, you know, especially in the summertime. But if you're going to do that, at least take out insurance, and the insurance comes in the way you marinate the foods and the spices that you use and the supplements even. You know, we've got two supplements. One is called Male Energy. The other one is called Her Energy. They both contain an indole. Indoles are substances found in cruciferous vegetables. And let me tell you, they are probably the most protective compounds against these negative reactions that I'm talking about, because they interfere with the ability of our liver enzymes to actually make these substances in the first place. And this one particular indole called indole 3-carbamyl, which is in both Her Energy and Male Energy, has been shown to inhibit DNA breakage that's caused by these negative chemicals when you cook these foods in virtually every single organ by up to 100%. So why wouldn't people at least try to protect themselves?
Absolutely. And I was going to actually say about Her Energy, you know, there's a lot of good information. And you know, if it's Mother's Day tomorrow, it's a great product. I have it every day, and it does help your energy, but many other things. And, you know, maybe those are good gifts ideas, too, to give to mom, or things to, you know, not just flowers or stuff that goes, but stuff that, you know, the MAC Energy. There's so many products. And I'm just trying to plug your products here. But I do think, but I seem to be doing that. But I do think there are components in there that really are so forward thinking that help you. You don't have to know all the science behind them, but they do help you.
You know, that's a great, you know, I haven't even thought of that. We get a lot of people who write in and ask, you know, hey, I want to get my mother the gift of health for Mother's Day. You know, which of your products would you recommend? And those are the two I always recommend, is the Her Energy with the Maca Energy, because maca is a natural superfood, and it is a real superfood. I don't use that word lightly because it's bantered around too often. It's been used for centuries. This is Peruvian certified, 100% organic, and it's a superfood that allows hormones to communicate more effectively. And that, working with the various nutrients like the indoles and the Her Energy, I don't know any woman who has taken that product who has not said they feel and look better from it.
Hey, and everybody benefits around the house, right?
Well, exactly. I mean, what do we always say? Let's keep the women happy.
Totally. Yeah. So tell me your barbecuing ideas. I know you sound like you're a pretty good cook. Tell me the kind of things, when you do barbecue, what you like to make and some of your recipes.
You know, I don't barbecue a lot, but when I do barbecue, I always use grass-fed beef. I'm a big, you know, I eat a lot of meat, but it's always grass-fed. And I love grass-fed burgers. I stuff them with cilantro, garlic, goat cheese, turmeric, and some habanero sauce. And that's how I barbecue them. And I'll tell you, they come out absolutely delicious. And I make my own marinades. I use a lot of wine and balsamic vinegar and olive oil and, you know, thyme, oregano, rosemary, all these things. The more spices, the better. And I don't worry about it because I don't eat this all the time. Yeah. But when I do, I enjoy it. And that's what this should be about. It's not about guilt. You know, North Americans are one of the only societies that attaches guilt to eating certain foods, and yet they still eat those foods. So what's creating the obesity and the disease? Is it the foods, or is it this stress that's being created from the guilt that we're associating with, geez, I shouldn't have eaten all those, you know, donuts?
Totally.
Well, first of all, don't eat the donuts, but if you eat the donuts, just smile and don't eat them again for quite a while because, you know, it's going to create a problem.
We were talking about that a few weeks ago about food fear, and, you know, I'm glad to hear you saying that because I think we have to sometimes enjoy, and it's great tomorrow to be active, to do stuff, but sometimes we just need to be in the moment, enjoy that burger, enjoy these moments, and not always be stressing about exactly what we're eating every moment.
It's called life, right?
And there's a lot of stuff in life. So when the times are good, enjoy them.
100% enjoy them, smile, or don't eat it because it's not worth it. That's called risk versus reward.
Right.
And the risk is already too high for certain foods. But once again, the majority of the population is going to dive into those foods and they're going to eat them every day. You know, I haven't touched a donut in, I can't even tell you how long. It's been over 20 years. Ever since I first researched trans fats and what they do to the body, I thought, you know, the risk is way too high for that reward. I could go and have a really good spelt cookie with raisins or make my own recipe. I mean, it's so easy to make something that tastes great, but it's actually somewhat healthy. You could actually buy blueberries, organic blueberries, freeze them, put them into a blender, and add coconut milk to them. And it's better than any gelato you're ever going to have, and it's actually good for you.
Wow, you got some good recipes, Brad. And tell people how they can get a hold of you if they want to know more about you and what you do.
Yeah, you know, right now the best place is on Facebook. They can go to Brad King Health on Facebook or to Dirty Diets. They're both the same. They can interact with me, ask me questions there. That's the best place.
Well, I know your mom's not around anymore, but she raised a fine son, and I know she's proud of you. And have a great weekend, Brad.
Thanks, Patty. Okay. I really appreciate it. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much. When we come back after the news, we're going to talk to Carrie Brown about improving your business.
Tips from PowerSmart. Before using your new Energy Star washer, please remove the loose change from your pockets. Please double-check that you have emptied your change. Will you check properly? Please. Get up to $300 in rebates on selected Energy Star appliances until June 30. Before you buy, see which appliances qualify at powersmart.ca.
Before he passed away in 1995, Ken the Dobber Thompson was a colorful and beloved radio announcer and sports director at CFAX 1070. On June 5th, we celebrate him and his love of sports at the Dobber Golf Classic at Cedar Hill Golf Course. We want you to join us. To register, go to the Greater Victoria Sports Hall of Fame's website, gvshof.ca. Click on News and fill out the form. See you at the Dauber Golf Classic, proudly presented by Jim Patterson Toyota Victoria and CFAX 1070.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30 in the CFAX newsroom. I'm Rob Freeman. The pilot is in hospital after a small plane crashed in Courtney late this morning. Apparently, the plane clipped the Comox Valley Animal Hospital and went down on top of two cars in the parking lot, but no one else was hurt. A public rally is going on this afternoon at the Manitoba Legislature after a review board agreed to let the man who beheaded a fellow passenger on a Greyhound bus to move from a mental hospital to a group home in Winnipeg. Well, Vince Lee was found not criminally responsible due to mental illness in the killing of Tim McLean in July of 2008. And doctors believe he's a low risk to reoffend because he's taking the medication he needs to treat his schizophrenia. Well, the latest report from Canada's spy agency says there is a significant concern about Canadians becoming radicalized, and those who do join extremist groups come from varied social and educational backgrounds and all age groups. CSIS Director Michel Coulombe says that makes it challenging to find them. The 2013-2014 report from the Canadian Security Intelligence Service also says Canada remains a target for traditional espionage activities, as well as cyber attacks and illegal migration. A 17-year-old boy in Australia has been arrested for apparently plotting to set off homemade bombs in Melbourne. The arrest involved a joint federal-state police counter-terrorism operation. This is the second thwarted terrorist attempt aimed at Melbourne after five teenagers were arrested last month on charges of plotting an ISIL-inspired attack in that city. And the U.S. National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Anna could stir up some dangerous surf along the coast of the Carolinas this weekend. It could also bring drenching rain. A forecaster James Franklin with the center says Anna could hang around over the coast until Monday.
It will be moving relatively slowly, with the center being very close to the coast tomorrow morning, and will then begin to turn to the north and northeast and pick up a little bit of speed, but it's going to be really a couple of days.
The unusually early tropical storm is now centered about 170 kilometers south of Wilmington, North Carolina, with top sustained wind of almost 100 kilometers per hour. CFAX weather is coming up next.
It's the Drive It, Love It event at your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. You test drive a car, you love it, you drive away happy. Pretty easy concept. Like getting great deals on our best-selling models you want right now. Like the 2015 Jeep Cherokee with best-in-class capability starting from just $24,998. The Drive It, Love It event is on now. See your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer for details. BC's number one selling automaker.
CFAX weather, sunny and breezy today, a high of 21, partly cloudy and windy tonight, a low of 10. Sun and cloud tomorrow with some wind and a high of 19. Sun and cloud for Monday and Tuesday as well. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's 20 degrees. I'm Rob Freeman. Your next news at 2 o'clock. Breaking news when it happens on CFAX 1070. It's 1:34.
When you want today's best music, it's 107.3 Cool FM.
You got that jeans.
Most music all day.
We did everything right. Now I'm on the outside.
Victoria's home for today's best music. 107.3 Cool FM.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. And we continue right now with our expert, who is a business coach, Carrie Brown. We're going to talk about how to get out of overwhelm. You know that feeling, time management, productivity. Carrie teaches her clients about clarity, strategy, accountability. It doesn't happen by accident. Having a great coach like Carrie helps you to define, refine, Last time she was on, gave us some great tips, and I had a lot of great feedback. How are you, Carrie? Hello, Carrie. Sorry, I didn't push the button. How are you?
I'm great, Patty. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you so much. What a great idea for a topic. And, you know, I think we all have times of being overwhelmed, and not just about work, but personal life, everything else that plays into it. But if we can get some strategies around to how to handle our time management, we can help in all areas of our life.
Absolutely. You know, time management just it creeps into everything that we do. And, you know, I like to say it's actually the foundation of everything. Mm-hmm. Because no matter, you can be really good at something, but if you manage your time so poorly, you never get anything finished, or you promise things and don't get them done, it's going to, you know, it really is just going to affect your personal life and your business life. Absolutely.
So do you find a lot of procrastination? Then that's what a lot of your clients are, just really procrastinating because they are disorganized and just can't seem to allot the time, get on Facebook, do other things?
Oh, absolutely. You know, procrastination is usually an avoidance. In fact, I was even mentioning this to my son a couple of days ago, my 18-year-old son, asking him why he was procrastinating. And I said, it's usually because, you know, you're fearful of something. So could that be what it is about? Do you maybe not know your next steps?
And at that age, that is, you know, we have three kids, and that is so true. And at your son's age, I never thought about how to transfer that to our children, that it is confusing, especially in those young ages when you're trying to see who and what you are.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And, you know, there's so many symptoms of poor time management. Procrastination is absolutely one of them. And what happens is, if it's an unpleasant or a tedious task or something like that, then we will procrastinate because we want to avoid doing something, you know. So, and we've all done that. The problem is that it becomes chronic. Then it starts to, you know, seep into everything else that we do.
And a lot of people now work from home, so there's even more things to get your attention off of what you're supposed to be doing. Do you think that people say they're working at home, do you set out their day and have certain office hours, certain things they have to keep a track of, and things that, you know, not looking at Facebook, and goals they have to set, and how to do that?
Oh, absolutely. That, there's no question that's the solution. We all work better with structure. And even though, you know, I know I've had lots of clients say, oh, but, you know, I love being able to go with the flow. Well, the problem is, with the flow, then, you know, you're going to get very little done.
Yeah.
So you look at, you know, when is the best time for you to do certain things? It's about discerning, you know, okay, if you're best doing higher level thinking things in the morning, then do them. If you are in a business, like real estate, for an example, where by a certain time in the day it's no longer yours, then you do those high value activities first thing in the day, and that just becomes your routine.
Well, I know you're in the business before, and real estate, you know, you really have to stay pretty connected, because with deals going on, you know, people want immediate results, and so they should. They're dealing with large sums of money and a lot of stress. But you're absolutely right. And I think, you know, when you're most productive to get your calls done and your stuff done. And, you know, for me, I like that morning to kind of, you know, before 11 to kind of get that structure in the office. But someone might be a little different. But I think you're right. The day can get away from you very quickly. I know your son's at home, and we have the, you know, children at home, and other people's demands, if you're working out of the home, can sort of play part of that too, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think there's some symptoms. I'm just going to name off a few of them, because maybe your audience might be able to identify some of them. And you started off first, of course, with procrastination. Tardiness, if you're consistently late, or, you know, just that little bit, you know, squeaking in right at the last minute. If you're feeling stressed and fatigued, that's also a symptom of poor time management. Lack of concentration. It's because, you know, you've got all these other things that you need to get done, and they're spinning around in your head, and you haven't put any kind of a system in place to trust that, you know, you'll get the important things done. You know, rushing, impatience, you know, poor performance, you know, even perfectionism can be a symptom of poor time management, because we just keep going over and over and over again something that we, you know, that because we're avoiding doing something else.
And we're very hard on ourselves. If that's not me necessarily, but a lot of people that are type A or perfectionists are very hard on themselves too, right? They don't complete stuff because they don't think it's good enough.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. But really, it's because I think that they haven't put a structure in place that's identified.
Okay.
What are those high-value things that they need to do? So they'll just continue to work on something that's fun or easier for them, you know, that doesn't require much higher-level thinking.
So, you know, I know you work a lot of clients, and strategy-wise, what are some of the, you know, what is one of your top tips to, you know, having a plan?
Great question. Well, the first thing is to identify in your life, and this can be, you can do this for personal and for business, is what are the big projects that you've got? And that helps actually identify if you have too many of them as well. Sometimes people say yes to too many things, and then they're going to do nothing well. So you're better off to saying yes to a few things that you know that you really can commit to. So identify what you're, well, I could call them your big rocks.
Okay.
Personal and business, and identify what they are. And think about how much time in a week they're going to take. And when's the best time for you to be working on those things? So again, like you said, in the morning, if a big rock is following up with past clients and keeping in touch with them, then that's going to be an activity you're going to do when you're your best. So for you, you said it's first thing in the morning before your day gets away on you. Then what you do is you look at the sort of pebbles, as I call them. So not the big rocks, but the other activities. They could even be strategies you're using to support your big rocks. But what are they, and how much time are they going to take in your week? And I like to look at this as your weekly time budget, so to speak. And you identify what those are. And then you look at the sand, which are the small little things that, you know, if you have the time, these would be good things that you could get done. And then finally, the last things that I kind of call them the water, which are the things that only if there's enough time, only if perchance, you know, everything else gets done, then you get those things done. And once you've identified those and how much time they take, then you take a piece of graph paper and you write out what your week looks like, you know, with the hours. And of course, I still do it on a hands-on piece of graph paper, but people can do it digitally as well. And then block in those times. So then you can step back and say, when am I best at doing this? You know, what's a high priority? So that you're not leaving your fitness, for an example, into something that just only you get around to it. You actually block it in.
That's great. I really like that analogy, too. And it's no different than maybe people on a Sunday who go buy the groceries and know all the recipes for the week. You're going to also look at your big rock, pebble, sand, and water for your week and block in what needs to be done.
Absolutely. And then what it's also going to do is going to give you a level of comfort and trust. You know, often a lot of stress that we have and that waking up in the middle of the night and feeling overwhelmed and all of that is because we actually don't trust that we have that we will actually get done what we need to get done.
Yeah.
So it's going to eliminate or at least reduce that level of stress and concern that you're going to have because you can trust that you've got this system. Now, do you need to be looking at it all the time? Yes, that budget, always. But I always say to people, you know, if you say yes to something, then you're saying no to something else.
Right. My friend John Donnelly has a big event company in Vancouver, and I don't know how he does half the stuff he does, but he likes to do little categories, this different events and circles, and puts them all kind of down every day and what needs to be done in each thing, because like most people, we all have different areas of our life,
mm-hmm.
like you were saying, business or personal life or kids or whatever we need to do. So I hope these strategies are helping you. We'll come back with Carrie and talk more about not being overwhelmed and getting productive.
From the CFAX 1070 Community Cruiser, here's what's happening.
Experienced and new riders wanted. Create or join a team at work for Bike to Work Week, May 25th to 31st. Not only free, you can win prizes. And join in for the Dauber Golf Classic. Tournament happens Friday, June 5th at Cedar Hill Golf Course. It's organized by the Greater Victoria Sports Hall of Fame.
Watch for our Kia Soul from Graham Kia on Government Street. CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
I'm Corrine May, letting you know what's happening around Victoria. Join Broken Promises Pet Rescue for lunch and an afternoon delight auction on Sunday, May 24th at Olympic View Golf Club. Check out hundreds of fabulous auction items, a chair massage, and a fun photo booth. Bike to Work Week is May 25th through to the 31st. The Commuter Challenge, a friendly race between cyclist and vehicle, is held on Wednesday, May 20th. A cyclist and a driver begin from a common place of their choosing and end downtown at Starbucks on Fort and Blanchard. There's free coffee, snacks, prizing, and a cheering crowd of supporters at the finish line. Selkirk Waterfront Festival is Saturday, May 23rd at Selkirk Green Park and Waterfront Crescent. Highlights of the festival include the giant swing ride, fun inflatables, face painting, the international food court featuring tastes from around the world, and unique items for sale in the artisan craft market. I'm Pri May, that's your Community Connection, brought to you by Fairway Market. No club cards, no points, no gimmicks, just great card-free pricing.
How would you like to have the cleanest car in town? Purchase a Co-op touchless car wash today and enter to win free car washes for an entire year. That's 55 premium washes to use whenever you want, and there'll be a different winner at every participating location. All Co-op touchless car washes feature environmentally friendly Turtle Wax products. Contest ends June 7th, so visit a Co-op touchless car wash today and enter to win free car washes for an entire year. No purchase necessary. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Getting a brand new car feels like this. Getting a brand new Mitsubishi, on the other hand, feels more like this. Because not only does its 10-year powertrain warranty sound as sweet as this, now you can get 0% leasing for 36 months on approved credit, plus up to $5,000 in no-charge extra features on select vehicles. Which is like this. Get a lot for a little when you get to know Mitsubishi. Built better, back better. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Mother's Day means spending time with family, and May means spending it outside. So why not drop by Marigold Nurseries and pick up a gift for the deck? Turn it into a comfortable outdoor living space with baskets and planters for the shade and the sunny parts. And you want a custom color coordinated planter? No problem. Marigold will make it happen. Mother's Day is the thing at Marigold Nurseries, where great ideas are blooming. On Lockside Drive in Sanichon, online at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
Shining the spotlight on Victoria's finest talent, Eye on the Arts with Adam Sawatsky. Sundays at noon on CFAX 1070.
We are back with business coach Carrie Brown. We're talking about how not to be overwhelmed in your business, in your life, by using time management to get good productivity. Carrie, how do we gauge our productivity?
Well, you know, one of the things is having clear goals. Because if you're consistently, setting goals and you're not achieving them, that's a really good way to judge it. You know, you've set some goals and you haven't achieved it, then obviously there's a good way to tell you, well, I need to do some adjustments. I need to look at what am I committing to. Either do I need to make an adjustment in my goals, or do I need to make an adjustment in my systems that I have in place.
And one thing, if people are listening today and, you know, they have a business and they feel like someone else is doing better, I know there's a lot of competition in this world and a lot of other people who may be doing what you're doing, and you feel like, oh, they're better, or you just get that overwhelmed feeling. And, you know, we all have to keep on our own path. But there's a lot of help out there, including, you know, someone like you, Carrie, that, or other women, other people that in business that can help you. You just have to reach out.
Absolutely. You know, there's so many resources that are there. I mean, I'm a continuous learner, so I'm constantly reading books, and I've got quite a library of ones on productivity and time management, because it's one of the things that I learned. You know, I was in real estate, as you know, for 12 years in my real first sort of career before I went on to sales and marketing and then my own coaching business for the last 18 years. And I realized that it was one of the big things that was getting in my way, is that I needed to have a week that was productive, because that's the only thing that was going to move my business forward.
Yes.
And so there's lots of resources out there.
Right. And don't compare yourself to others, right? If you look up to someone, that's great if they're a positive mentor. But don't, stay in your own lane and don't look back all the time, because you've got what it takes. Sometimes you just need a little bolstering.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, judgment and self-criticism are only just really designed to keep you stuck where you are and not moving forward. So, yes, you're absolutely right. You know, look at people and you say, wow, I'd like to learn from them, and ask them maybe just, you know, directly, would you be my mentor about this? Especially if, you know, you look at somebody who's highly productive, ask them what their tips and strategies are. Chances are no one ever asks them that, and they'll be thrilled.
Right.
To help them, to mentor you.
Right. And, you know, the subject, how to get out of being overwhelmed. And tomorrow being Mother's Day, and, you know, people working from home or at the office and they have a family, how do you kind of separate that? Because if that's how you're earning your money and it's your passion, your job, to make sure you manage that time and your productivity, and that you don't let the other part slip into it too much, so you see your success sort of slipping away.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's about establishing that one of the big rocks is family.
Right.
And looking at your week and saying, okay, when is it going to be that time? And depending upon the age of your children and how much other support you've got, is to, you know, have the conversation with the other support people or your children and say, look at, you know, mom's working here, and this is the outcome that if we all pull together, and then we'll be able to do this as a result of what I'm doing. So, you know, really it's about having those conversations
right.
Versus just you know, being guilty and then and just promising and not following through.
And I imagine you would think that having an organized office is essential to
have that
time management skill and get better productivity. If it's a mess, you're not really seeing it.
Absolutely. I'm a firm believer of visual clutter is mental clutter. And every person I know who's a feng shui expert, their places are, you know, minimal.
Gale Cole.
Yes, exactly. because the reason is because it distracts for our attention. And especially if we need to do, you know, maybe things in our business, you may be passionate about your business or your family life or whatever you're doing, but if there's things you don't like to do, we will find excuses to not do them. So if we've got clutter around us and something to distract us, we're going to get easily pulled off. So, you know, having a clear designated space, if you can, is one. Setting up that time structure that you start at your work at a certain time every day. Avoid dealing with Facebook and emails and all of that first thing in the morning. I always like to say either plan your day the night before or that morning of. So when you've got to identify those three things, that if that's all you got done that day in terms of moving your business or wherever your project is forward, that at the end of the day you can say, I feel good about that. You're going to be able to build some momentum on that.
Right. And I always find, too, the night before making some notes, then you're not waking up at 4 in the morning thinking, oh, I got to do that or write that down.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm everyone who I work with know my first task I tell them is to buy a spiral notebook and a bunch of yellow highlighters. And what I want them to do is I want them to write down action steps in this book. So that's different than projects, you know, something you want to do. Like, you know, cleaning the garage, for an example, would be a project, not an action step. So use this spiral notebook where you write down things that you would put an action verb in front of them, and then identify the night before which are those three things you're going to do. And when you do them, you'll put a yellow highlighter through them. And it's absolutely, I mean, there's something about taking that highlighter and drawing it through. And then the ones that aren't done actually jump off your page.
Well, I think a lot of us like to write a list we've already done so we could cross something off, right?
Absolutely.
Well, it makes us feel good like we're doing something.
Well, in fact, I will, you know, I have my spiral notebook on my desk with a bunch of yellow highlighters right here, and I'll get moving on my day, and I'll do the things that I said I was going to do, and then when I stop, you know, get off a phone call, okay, what am I going to do next? I go to my spiral notebook, and I'll look and say, oh, well, I've already done that and that and that, and there's something really, building your confidence, because part of this whole productivity piece is knowing that you can trust yourself that you will do what you say you're going to do.
Right, and I think that no matter what age we're at, we get so many things to do. If we don't have a calendar up, the visual, I know everything's on the computer, but sometimes for me, visually, the notes like you're talking about, the visual on the calendar, so I kind of can see where my days, because so many other things can get involved that you kind of have to sort of stay centered. And that's another thing, right, I think, Carrie, is taking that time to kind of breathe, stay centered, and have a moment for yourself where you can just think about stuff and not be, you know, overwhelmed with the radio, TV, anything going on, just a few moments of quiet.
Absolutely. You know, one of the other, you know, big mistakes I see people making is they don't take any time to plan. So, first of all, that's the long-term planning, and that will absolutely help with time management, because then you're clear of the activities you need to be doing in order to move yourself towards those goals. But it's also, on a daily basis, just reviewing. You know, what did I do today? What do I need to get done tomorrow? And also understanding that good productivity time management is not about getting everything done. It's about getting the right things done.
Well, very good. We come back more with Carrie at the end of the show here. Also, if you want to call in 250-386-1161 and tell us about being a mom or you're a mom, give us a call, and we'll be back in 2 minutes.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
Hey, it's your anniversary in a week, right?
Yep.
Getting the missus anything special?
Well, I don't know. I got time. I'll think of something.
7 days later.
Happy anniversary.
No way. Already?
Yes.
Some things are closer than you think, like the JBI Pub and Restaurant at the James Bay Inn. Try their three-course dinner menu and experience great home-style cooking with fresh ingredients made from scratch. The JBI Pub and Restaurant at the James Bay Inn. Really good, really close. Corner of Government and Toronto.
Are you working on a new reno for your home? Or are you building a brand new home?
Are you thinking about your appliances yet? If not, you should be. Shop at Lansdowne Appliance, Victoria's designer's choice for the best deals and selection. How about a brand new Precision Dispense Whirlpool Duet Laundry Center? Or how about that amazing new Blue Star Gas Range? No matter what your appliance plans are, Lansdowne has you covered. Lansdowne Appliance, on the corner of Douglas and Kings and at LansdowneAppliance.com.
Sometimes it's hard to fall asleep. From shift work to jet lag to chronic insomnia to everyday stress, the challenges are very real. That's why there's OrthoSleep from AOR. OrthoSleep is the most comprehensive natural sleep formula available. It helps you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up feeling refreshed. So tonight, hit the hay with the help of OrthoSleep from AOR, a natural solution to promote restful sleep. Available at Lifestyle Markets on Douglas Street in Cook Street Village and on 5th Street in Sydney.
Need an oil change? Brakes need attention? Maybe your tires need to be rotated. Your local Midas shop has been offering total car care here on the island for over 37 years. Maybe your check engine light is on, or your air conditioner is blowing warm air. From top to bottom and bumper to bumper, the trained technicians at Midas have it covered, including factory scheduled maintenance on new cars. Midas, they fix everything. Call any of the 7 Island Midas locations and visit Midas.ca.
Patty Mac here. You're listening to Lifestyle on CFAX 1070. Please get a hold of me, lifestylepattymac.com, for radio and real estate. If you want to know more about the show or the guests, or that you have an idea for the show, or you want to ask our experts a question, one of them is here today, Carrie Brown. Carrie, if people want to know more about business coaching and about you, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, a couple of ways. One of them is I have a website with lots of free videos on it, and I've got a number of time management ones on there called hangoutwithcoachcarrie.com, and Carrie's K-E-R-R-Y. I actually have a free ebook on there, too, how to get it overwhelm and accelerate your business. So they can do that. And from that website, actually, they can email me directly.
Carrie, you've given some great ideas today that I think can, you know, help in all areas of our life. And you know, right now we're talking about Mother's Day and moms, and I know you lost your mom and your dad a few years ago. What was one of the biggest things your mom taught you?
Lots of things. You know, we were very close, and she certainly was a mentor to me. And I think for me, one of the biggest things was courage and persistence. Yeah, those were the two things that she did, and she was a list builder, you know, a list creator.
So she's taught you well.
Yes.
And what about your son? What has he taught you? What has being a mom given to you?
Patience.
Yeah.
Patience, understanding that I don't have to win every argument or every decision. And really, I think the other thing is to let him evolve and be who he's meant to be, as he, I believe, is quite different than both my husband and I in a lot of ways, to not be frustrated by that and just be amazed by that.
Yeah, and it sounds like you are treating him like an adult and giving him some good feedback, like today or the other day you were talking about, you know, his thinking about his future, and maybe that's it too, right? Is the wings you're giving him to think of some of his own stuff while still kind of making sure he's got a place to land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, one of the lessons that, or one of the messages I guess I got early on, and it wasn't from my mom, but I don't remember who it was, you know, they won't learn all their lessons from their parents.
No. That's for sure. That's for sure. Well, you know, my mom died a few years ago, and she was a midwife who just loved kids. And she always kept current. Even when she was 92, you know, she would challenge our kids, knew lots of stuff, and always taught me to give back, help others. You know, if you're feeling down or bad about yourself, go out and help someone else. And I think that's a good lesson. And, you know, church, faith, family meant everything. Mm-hmm. She always liked a little gossip, you know, what do you got for me? You know, in a good way. Mm-hmm. She always said, this too shall pass. So whatever stage you are in life, you know, don't let stuff get you down too bad because, you know, there is a new tomorrow. So I think our moms gave us some wise things. TJ, I know you have a great mom. And what was her top tip? What has she taught you, among other things?
Oh, a lot of things. I'm here today, so I owe that to my mom. She's kept me in line.
She has, and you're a great person, so well done, Mom. And Carrie, thank you so much for being on the show. All of you moms out there, whether you're celebrating with your mom or you are a mom, happy Mother's Day. Enjoy.